So in Sif Dalid, so in Shin Yud, Rogros Vitzimukim Shahayu Muksim, Ukshigia Bein Hashmashos, Tranis Yabshu, Venuyan Lachila. So you have your raisin, your grapes up on the roof, and it turns out that they were ready before Shabbos. Afal Pishalo, you do a bailin bosa shash and it's yabshu. You didn't realize. You thought they were still bad. Tachar kach noda lohem be sheben hashmashos kvar yubeshim. Somehow you figured out, no taka, they were dry. But, so this is a chiddush. You might have thought that since Muksa's talin is das, and his das was that they are muksa, they're not rawi, so then they're going to be muksa, and we'll say migu diskatzai. Kamash malam, no. Rather, we say that muksa betos isn't muksa. And this idea is in Beis Yosef. Now, a interesting question. I guess just take a look at Beis Yosef on this, and then we'll raise a question. This is from a Gemara in Beitza. Muksa shiyavish v'en habayla makir and bow. Mutter. Good. We don't say that style. Very beautiful. Now, how do you understand this? So, I think there's two svaros you could say, and we'll see more or less it's a, maybe this relates to a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, with respect to a muksa machma shiyav shavar, and it's also more or less a machlokas between Rashi and Gur and a chazon ish over here. In other words, do we say that the simple understanding, I would say, is that muksa betos, in a muksa, in other words, my das, that's predicated on an error, is not das. So, yes. I thought they were muksa. Yes, I was matza them. But das predicated on an erroneous understanding of the metzius is not das, and therefore they're muta. However, if we look at the Mishnah Brura, let's see how he puts it. This is the Mishnah Brura, a sifkat yud zayin. Wrote to Lomar, Vavi amina demach mazeh, halalai yoshe muksa. The hooks on the diet, elo, peros, bishabazu, kamashmalon, del armion. The hare who lo is yah diet, omehan, alakadeshi is yabshu. Ah! Your whole akta was in order to dry. The hare, kfarnes yabesh, huchan, nibodial. And he quotes Rashi. So what's the pshat? The pshat was you weren't really makta. In other words, you knew that these things were going to dry out, and you weren't quite sure when, and you were under the impression that it hadn't dried out yet. But effectively, you weren't makseden. Now, if you take a look at the Chazon Ish, which is quoted over here in the Dirshu,
does it say where?
Yes, Or Chaim Mentes Yud Gimel. He doesn't think that is the pshat. What's the nafkamina? Someone who made a mistake, and he thought that halachically this is aser. Or along similar lines, we have a prima gadim, that someone had a case where they needed to have a treifa checked out. Turns out on Shabbos it wasn't a treifa. That's a little more complicated over there. The trefa isn't muksa, I think. You give it to your dogs. Anyway, the point is that here we have a debate. We quoted a Rav Moshe and Tiltulei Shabbos about this and the like. But many achronim assume, among them Shlomo Zalman Arbach and Mincha Shlomo and the like, that if you had a understanding that something should be muksa, and then it turns out that it wasn't muksa, so then it's going to be osur. And that really gets into this question of how do you understand muksa betos, lo have muksa. When it comes to, in our siman, Shin Yud, Sif Zayin, we have a couple more issues we'll talk about, but jump around a little bit. One issue is a bit of Plime Chano. So in Sif Zayin, the very complicated Sif, by Mita Shiesha Lamaus. But here we have, let's raise a question. I won't go into the whole Sif. Let's say you have the five questions. There's actually a couple of questions I want to talk about over here. One is, which we'll get to in a moment, is we know that if you have a table, let's say, with Mutter and Asar on it, is a table a basis. So we say that it depends what's more valuable. If the heter is more valuable, it's not a basis. It's a basis list of a heter. We talked about before what's the din of shavin. But certainly if the heter is more valuable, it's not a basis. If this is more valuable, it is a basis. So that's pretty straightforward. So let's imagine, and we saw the Mishnah Berurah mention, and we're going to get into the details of this in just a moment, but we saw the Mishnah Berurah mention that let's imagine you have a situation where the challah and the candles are together on the table. The challah prevents the table from becoming a basis. Good. So you allow to take off the challah. Why not? Maybe that's bittul timei chano. Because now what's going to happen is that the table is going to become a basis. Now, it won't be a true basis in the sense of Bein Hashmashos, it wasn't a basis, but it's a basis in the sense that right now there's muksa on this, and you will not be able to move this table except for a need, right? You can't just, well, with the need, well, we'll get there. In other words, you could do Nior, because it wasn't a basis to the Shabbos. The table wasn't a basis. Well,
unless you put something back on it.
Well, no. If the table isn't a basis, if there was some need, why couldn't you do Niur?
Because right now...
Right now it's a basis.
Right now it's a basis gomer, just a basis gomer that immediately is consigned.
You're saying the Balmor, you can't make a basis on Shabbos. Yeah.
Okay.
So let's go back.
What
we're going
to...
So we already saw the Magen Avraham. Well, okay, so that's let's leave that aside. You're probably correct. I mean, it's Machlok Shonim, but you're probably correct. Well, no. Now, there's questions. Could you? Well, let's get back to that question in a moment. Let's first talk about the first question, which is, I guess, sort of Derech Agav, but we'll say it first. So now my question is, am I allowed to take off the challah? Why am I allowed to take off the challah? Why would I not be able to take off the challah? Because I'm going to now be restricting the movement on the table. And therefore what? Maybe that should be bittul klimei chano, right? Because I've nailed down the table to the ground. Now, it's true, I could fix this situation, right? I could fix this situation, but, or along similar lines, I brought up an example of this. Let's assume, this is an assumption as we know, but let's assume that you think tefillin are really muksa. You have tefillin in your same bag with your talus. So you can take out your talus. Maybe it should be also going to take out your talus, because now you're going to do bittul klimei chano on the bag. Right? So, what do we say over there? What do we say about this? So this is a machlokas. But Rav Avadia is Mekel, the Shmir Shabbos also. He quotes, the Shmir Shabbos is Chav Beis Mem, and he quotes Me'iri. And he says that this type of bittul klimei chano memeila isn't bittul klimei chano. I shouldn't really say memeila. Memeila is a bad word because every bittul klimei chano is memeila. Meaning, say, if I have my leaky candle, I can't put a plate under my candle that's leaking even though it's Mimela, right? That would be Grama, probably. I put down the plate, and then, you know, a couple minutes later, the oil might drip on it. That's already Aser, so that's also Mimela. So, I don't know exactly a good way to formulate this, but where you're causing, you're being mevatel the kli mechano, not by putting muksa on it or even causing muksa to go on it, but rather by removing heter and memela limiting the tilto. Now, why would that be mutter? What's the svara to be meiko? So l'chora the svara to be meiko is because this is not dome to sosa, certainly not to bone. Meaning to say that the whole tzad, the reason why bitul kli mechano, is like I'm breaking the kli, or I'm nailing the kli to the floor, or whatever it is. But here, all I'm doing is removing something. I'm removing a challah. Removing a challah, even though, yes, that will... I don't think here you're breaking off a piece. You are... The stira is... No, because the stira is that it's no longer movable. So here... I'm making the steer star is it's no longer no. What's the steer star? Yeah, making it unusable. Yeah, but I'm not using it unusable by moving a piece. No, over here. But it's not one piece. It's not the table. The challah was glued to the table.
No, this
stira
no.
Is here. The challah and the table. No, your svara. I don't think I can prove this, but I think that if you think there's a riot to be made, Bill, so the svara would be that the table and the challah are not a single unit. They're not a single unit at all. So it's not like breaking the kli in half. Rather, it's like taking something out of the bowl. That's exactly what you're doing. That doesn't seem like stira. The result, that's what I use the term mela, that it, you can't move it, mela isn't enough to be to do stira. Now, all right, and then we have the issue, but maybe we'll leave for now, that we did discuss before about whether miur and the ability to be menayer is prevents a din of bitul kli mechano, so the end of Shabbos. Yes.
Why isn't the fact that I can't put the bread back on get around the problem with kli mechano?
You'll never have a buses. You could always do that for buses.
No.
In other words, what would be? Let's say like this. You would. We know. Well, I'll tell you why it's not so much because you can't put the plate under the oil, even though. You could subsequently put another chashev thing in that bowl and then move it. Right, l'chora. I have a leaky candelabra. So I say, oh no, it's making a mess. Let me quickly put a plate under that candelabra. Great. And then when I'm ready to move it away, I'll just put a challah on the same plate and move it away. Right? So the truth is, you could put a challah on the plate and move it away, but we still say it's bitul kli mechano, right? Yeah, in Achanami, the Baal HaMor might be matur in that case, but the Magen Avraham would be meiko. So I agree. In other words, if you hold like the Magen Avraham Baal HaMor, this would surely be mutter. But if you're machmir, either like the Ramban and Kavachomer, like Tosfos, so then that wouldn't help. It would be usher to put the plate under the oil, even though you could put a challah on it and move it. Yeah, then in a chanami. I assume that there would not be bitul kli mechano if you put a plate with challah or something else, whatever, challah in the bag, under the oil. No, that would be true.
That's what we said about the negobas.
Why?
No,
that's why it would be motor, yeah. That would solve the problem. But without that, so if you hold the Baal HaMor, it's chanami. But if you don't hold the Baal HaMor, without that, it would be awesome. That even bread or meal, they said that for Nir, no? He says that.
They said it for Nir, and they said that even if you couldn't do Nir, you can have another hand.
So you're saying if you hold like Rabbi Akiva Eger, then you have everybody but Tosfos. You even have Tosfos.
And it's only about serving you on that intention.
Oh, so this question isn't a shaila at all for you.
Okay, the non-amorah, I think. So
probably.
Because it's the whole thing, too many kulas, because you can always do...
Then you undo the whole issue of it, you have to draw the line somewhere. We didn't see... so maybe over here you have sort of a double tzad l'hakel. Notice, first of all, you have the Me'iri that the Shmir Shabbos quotes, and then even if you don't have the Me'iri, at the very least, if you intend to put the bread back on, then you have all those Mekilim. And even though those Mekilim aren't so pashat, that certainly makes it better. Okay. Another issue that comes up in our Siman is the Isser of Negiyah B'Muksa. I guess everything comes around, but on the first day of this year, we talked about the history of muksa and the possibility, you know, the level, the restriction. So let's start with the Beis Yosef over here, and then we'll look at the Magen Avraham. The Beis Yosef, actually, I guess you should really start from the Torah Sif Vav. It's just like this. Kol Dav Shasol Tafalo, Barzal Yitain Tachtav Kli, Kedei Shiva L'Tocho. Okay, that's Bittul Kli Mechano. You're allowed to put, let's say, a bowl on top of the muksa thing, let's say an egg. So when you read this, you're very startled. Yigabo, we're learning hochas muksa. We've always talked about the Isser of Tiltal. Where did Nikia come from? So that's really coming from the Yerushalmi. But the question is, how literally are we supposed to take this? So if we look at the Beis Yosef, he quotes a discussion about this. It's on the left column. And he says that this Yerushalmi, which says, Uvavachal Yigabo, is indeed quoted by the Rosh, as we see here by the tour, the Ravid as well. And the Magen Mishnah is the first to be troubled by this obvious question, which is Yiga. So the Magen Mishnah says, whoever heard of an Isser Negiya B'Moksa? There's no such thing. So he says in Ukimta, Afshar Shema Yina'aneya Habetza Al Yedei Hakli. We all know eggs are very wobbly. So if you touch an egg, what's going to happen? It's going to move. And that's why the Yerushalmi said you have to make sure you don't touch it. If you touch the egg, it's going to move it. That's the Magen Mishnah. However, Truma Sadeshen says that's very docha. So what's the pshat? And, you know, the truth is, you could argue that the formulation of Rush and the tour, certainly, let's say the tour over here, is, assuming it's Bedafka, certainly is not like the Magen Mishnah, because he doesn't say we're talking about an egg. He just says, you can't touch it. So what does the Truma Sadeshen say? He says that we have to draw a distinction, even though we've seen that you're allowed to touch muksa. That is true, except Latzarcha Muksa. Over here, when you're putting the bowl on top of the Muksa, so why are you putting the bowl on top of it? To protect the Muksa. So when you have Nigiya of the Muksa, Latzarcha Muksa, that is Aser. When is Nigiya, right? Let's just read inside. Hasam Kevantana Chasakli, Ala Beitza, Hi Latzarcha Beitza. To have a davar hamuksa v'lachein also liga, but you're not allowed to do a negia l'tzorech hamuksa. Aval k'sheh hanacha v'hatash v'she'enu al tzorech davar she'enu muksa kinaga l'idei hanacha b'muksa shari. So if it's not l'tzorech hamuksa, no problem. Heter gam. So that is the two approaches. In other words, nobody actually says that there's a isher negia across the boards, like the simple reading. Rather, there's two options. option A is there's no issur negiyah whatsoever. That's the Mishnah, and we're talking about a case where the negiyah is restricted because it will inevitably move. Or option B is when it is a there is an issur negiyah b'muksa letzorach b'muksa. Good. So let's look at the Gra. The Shulchan Aruch more or less cites the lashon of negiyah of a mutal chafos kli uvelvad shelo yiga bo. The Gra quotes the Truma Sadashan Sifkat Gimel avagav the mutzah muksa negiyah the muksa mutzah negiyah. Hainu kshenagia letzorech davar amoter avahachak kshenagia letzorech davar amoter. So I think the Magen Avraham is presumably explaining the Shulchan Aruch, and he's saying that the Shulchan Aruch holds like the Truma Sadashan. Is that clear? No, it's not clear. But it's a reasonable deal because the Shulchan Aruch about the lashon of Yigdal is aware of the issue where the deal. Even if you're going to say the Torah is lav dafka, but you know it's more problematic to say that lashon of Shulchan Aruch, but not so clear. I guess also in the Beis Yosef, he does sort of give the Truma Sadashan the last word. But at the very least, the Magen Avraham is saying it. Then he writes here, Ayin Shin Yud Aleph Sif Yud Ches. Note that for a moment. We'll get back to that in a second. Now let's look at the Gra. So the Gra is Sif Katan Yud Ches Uvilvad. This Isser of Negiyah, so he cites the Yerushalmi, quoted by the Rosh, quotes Magen Avraham, quotes Truma Sadashan. So then let's read on. The Lamad Medivrei HaTosfos She Mechalkin Betotel Menatzad. The Truma Sadashan / Magen Avraham, who make this distinction, are coming from Totel Menatzad. What does that mean? Just like Tiltol Menatzad, we say is Mutter, Letzach Dazer Mutter, and Asher, Letzach Dazer Asher. So too, the Gibb Muksa is Mutter, Letzach Dazer Mutter, and Asher, Letzach Dazer Asher. Now, the question is, how literally should we understand this Sushta, this Dimur? You see, if you understand Tiltol Menatzad, Letzach Davar Mutter, based off of a Chazon Ish type Mahalich. Yesterday, Johnny showed me that's a very strong way to read Tosfos. So, the Dimyon L'chora is totally not a Dimyon, right? They have nothing to do with each other. The point over there is it's a Svara and Tiltol. That Tiltol Menatzad, Letzach Davar Mutter, so the Tiltol is Mesiachis to the Mutter, it's not Mesiachis to the Yisr. And what? You can't, Negiyah? It doesn't make any sense. But, perhaps, if you take a, what we are calling the Ritva type of approach, we've seen it's more than just the Ritva, and they're differing formulations, so then you could start making a chiluk. It's still not identical, it's by no means the same thing, but it's a similar type of chiluk. And when it's a tzar chamuksa, it's not really a tzar Shabbos, so they weren't mati or negiyah. When it's some type of Shabbos dikayus, it's not a tzar chamuksa, then they were. So again, it's still not the same, but the fact that we would make this comparison, I think, indicates a certain perspective on how you understand tzar chamuksa. Let's just wait 1 second. Let's finish the line of the Gra. Zomash kas magan avram, v'ayin shin yud alef sif ches. Did the magan avram say that? Not in our Gersa. So the Gra had a different Gersa than Magen Avraham. Our Gersa says Ayin Shen Yidal Sif Yud Ches, and they corrected it in yours based off of the Gra.
Sif Zayin. Mine says Sif Zayin.
No, the Gra says Sif Zayin.
Well, everybody has a different thing, but in my version of the Magen Avraham, it says Ayin Simen Shen Yidal Sif Yud Ches, but in the
I guess it's not such a good gear, so the Friedman.
No, well, I don't know. anyway, but the Gra has Sif Ches, so the Gra understood the Magen Avraham is Sushtelling Sefchas. What was Sefchas all about? Tiltum and Atzad. In other words, how does the Gra, whatever Girsa you have, well, how does the Gra understand that ayin of the Magen Avraham? What the Magen Avraham is telling you is, just like we're mechalek between Tiltum and Atzad, let's talk about Mutter and Tzoch Tavar Aser, so too we're mechalek between Negia b'muksa l'tzarach davar mutter and Negia b'muksa l'tzarach davar ha'aser. Good. So ad kan, the Gra's beer in the Magen Avraham. But now his analysis. V'shtamitze ma shekasuv b'sif ha'kodim l'zeh. Mutter l'asuch v'chulei. This shot of the Trumas HaDashen / Magen Avraham is against a mefurish sif in Shulchan Aruch. The previous sif. What does, and I guess we'll read one more line first, v'hu masnis in arucha kufnan alf. It's not just a sif in Shulchan Aruch, but it's a Mishnah, an ofen of Mishnah. So what does we say over there? So I guess just jump ahead to Shin Yud Aleph, Sif Zayin. Obviously, even though we're ending today, the Chevra is going to finish Shulchan Muksa, including Shin Yud Aleph. So we're going to be Yotzei Shin Yud Aleph by that. Mm-hmm. Also, the Tiltal of Neros earlier. Yeah. So it says like that. Mutter, Siv Zayin, Mutter Lasoch Es Hameis, Ula Adicho, Lishmor Akar Mitachta, Kidei Shelo Yasriach. Uvavad Shelo Yazuz Shum Eiver. So we actually saw this halacha when we saw the Ran yesterday, that even Tiltal B'Miktas Muktas Asar, you can't, for example, close the eyes of the mace. Good. But even though you're not allowed to be metaltel the mace, but you are allowed to do sicha on the mace. Now, I would imagine Mutter Lasuch Es Hameis Ula Hadicho. So, could you do that without touching the mace? Probably not. So, you're touching the mace. And why are you touching the mace? Are you touching the mace for the mace or for you? So, Ike tried to be doich of the raya, said, maybe it's for you. You don't want it to smell. That's why you're doing it. So, could be. But that's a pretty big ukimta, because it says across the board that it's mutter lasuch. Doesn't sound like there's any limitations. And it doesn't, I think, I'm not a part of the Chevra Kedisha. But that could be the mace, that's not for you. You're saying, no, Kedisha L'Yasriach, because I'm in the same room. Sounds like, it doesn't say, if you're in the room, sounds like, even though it's a Tzarech HaMace. So, at least the Pashup shot, and this is where the Gra is coming from, the Gra is saying, clearly, it's not true. You're not allowed to... you are allowed to touch muksa, even l'tzarcha muksa. So here we have a mefurish rai against the Musa Dashen, against the Musa. So look at the Levushe Srad, Chaf Dalet, on this halacha, right? On this very beginning of the halacha, a little Os Chaf Dalet, if you have it. Mutter Lasuf Hameit, de muksa mutter b'negia, afal gav de l'tzarcha muksa. Aser, gam negia, k'moshkas magen avram, ar magen avram. The next loch me was at, says the Levushe Srad. Ha, I know the Gra, and I know the magen avram, so what's the magen avram going to say about the Gra? He's going to say, very simple, this is one of the kulas for mates. We know that there are kulas for mates, etiro, kikar, vetino, tzorcha mates. So what's the Gra going to say? So now go back to the Gra. So look back at our Gra. Velo. Next line, where we got up to. Velo atiru b'meis. I know what the Levushe Srad has to say. Don't tell me what the Levushe Srad has to say. Velo atiru b'meis. Davar. There's no haterim for the mace except kikar b'tinok. Right? Don't tell me like the Levushe Srad. The only kula we have for mace is kikar b'tinok. Mishum kavad abrios. Right? Because the mace is in the sun, it's going to start smelling. That's a special kula for kikar v'tinuch. We don't find any other kulas for mace. K'mosh kasav haran. U'mizeh ha'masnis en nilmad heter ha'negiyah b'moksa. How do I know that Negiah is Mota B'Muksa, I'll tell you how I know this Mishnah. V'truvas HaDeshen Dachak Atzmo L'Ilmod Me'erevin V'chein Alav Datu L'Chalek. Thank you for talking about Mishnah. So now, if the truvas HaDeshen is wrong, who's right? Magen Mishnah. So that's what he says. Iker is like Magen Mishnah. Shalo Yinanea Abetza. So all this is super gishmak until you think about one other thing, which is, let's say the Magen Mishnah is right. So I can't put the bowl on the egg because the egg is going to wobble. So, same with scaving. So we'll say, no, it's a psik resha. But what kind of psik resha is this, Rabbi Isai? Tilto muksa is what type of iser? Nisidra banan. Psik resha for Nisidra banan. What's the halacha? What did the Trumas HaDeshen say about that? Psik resha for Nisidra banan. Anyone know the Trumas HaDeshen's theory? Shita? Yineko! So now we know why the Trumas HaDeshen couldn't say like the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah isn't just wrong because it's a Daicha Kukimta. The Magen Mishnah is wrong because it's mutter. It's a psik resha for Nisidra banan. Okay. So, maybe we're machmir. So that's a very fancy topo. Well, it sometimes will be. I mean, if I put a big giant bowl on an egg, no, that's not.
More direct than situation, like the light situation.
Nah. That's not. That's very difficult to eat. In other words, this is doing one thing, and something else happens. Psik resha, this is a good hakdama for next year, right? A psik resha is a category of darvish enu miskaven. In other words, something that's enu miskaven, but inevitable to psik resha. Now, what makes something a darvish enu miskaven? That there are basically two things happening here. If they can be separated, so then it's darvish enu miskaven and it's mutter. If they can't be separated, then it's psik resha. It's usher. Okay, you can talk about the longest of the psik resha, Bohanan Seinus Hakira. But over here, I think, covering the egg is one activity that inevitably causes another activity, namely the wobbling of the egg. So, it's very hard to say that wouldn't be a psik resha. Anyway, so that's okay if you think you're machmir. Now, one of the things that needs further thought is does this come out lalacha correct? For example, Ike told me that Rav Avadia's makel for psik resha delo nichalei delo achbaslei for nisei derabanan, and he's also makel for negia b'muksa. According to Cheshbon that we're saying, that can't say both unless you come up with some other answer. But we only have two in the Beis Yosef.
You mean by the psik resha by the Beis Yosef?
Well, this, if you learn like the Magid Mishnah. No, I understand. So Trumas HaDeshen is fine. But the question is Anan. We followers of Maran. So, what are we going to do? In other words, the Shulchan Aruch paskins this halacha. Good. So we could explain the Shulchan Aruch that, like the Magen Mishnah, right? And even though he doesn't say egg, and he doesn't say anything, but we'll say, look, from elsewhere in the Shulchan Aruch we see that Negia must be mutter, like the Graz Raya from Simon Shin Yud Aleph. There might be other Rayos where the Mechaber sounds this way as well, and that's what will come out. So we're going to paskin that there's no iser of Negia B'Muksa, and so, what about the Yerushalmi? We do paskin like the Yerushalmi. You could have said, we don't paskin like the Yerushalmi. But so far, the Rosh quotes it, the Torah quotes it, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, so we're not going to do that. So Elamai will say that when it says this, it's talking about the Magen Mishnah. You could say everything is Lav Dafka. You could say Uvelvad Shelo Yigabo is Lav Dafka Yigabo. It just means Uvelvad Shelo Yitaltalena Biyadayim. But, that wasn't something that the Beis Yosef considered, right? The Beis Yosef noted the issue, and he told you two mahalchim, Magid Mishnah, two Masadashim, one of the two. And he passed in the halacha. So, Tzarech Iyun, you know, I think, you know, I guess Bedochak Rav, you could say that this isn't a psik reishit alo nichalei, it's nichalei, because we'll say that you're putting the bowl on to cover the egg, and you want the bowl, it's like a cup. So you need the egg to move, to fit under the cup, to protect the cup. Right? I mean, Beru Kimta might be true. It's a small cup, and the egg is sort of horizontal, and it's larger than the opening of the cup. So you'll put the cup on the egg, and that will sort of cause the egg to go from horizontal to vertical. And the only way to protect the egg from being smashed is going to be by moving it. So it's a psik reisha d'nichalei. Okay, Pashtus, even though Rav Avadia has said him sometimes l'hakel for psik reisha d'nichalei from Nisag Rabbanan, that's certainly not the mainstream view. So it's a psik reisha d'nichalei, and we could say that we can make that ukimta. It's not just when the Magid Mishnah says, you know, it's inevitably going to move it because an egg is wobbly. Not just lo echpaslei, which is like the pasuk shad. It's nichalei because we're hacha b'mayaskinan with a narrow cup, a horizontal egg, and the only way to get the egg under the cup is by being metaltel the egg. That's a possibility. Maybe there's no other better possibility. So maybe we'll say that. But for now, let's leave it as something to keep in mind, and hopefully there's a better answer than that one. Yes?
You mean you go in by a big cup, it's just better for you to be away from the wall of the cup. You're trying to protect your eggs, it's better for it to be away from the wall, because you bump the egg into the cup, that's where it's most likely to get damaged.
But
so you want to be in the center of the cup, so if you put the cup on and it bumps it, just one second.
Bump the cup, the egg isn't going to break.
But that's where it's most likely to get damaged. It's still nichalei, that's in the center. Whatever the egg gets bombed by the cavity, it's nichalei.
I wouldn't have thought that if I'm putting a cup or a bowl over an egg, as long as the bowl is covering the egg, I don't really care where the placement of the egg is, side or the middle, but okay. Maybe. Good. Let's think about for a moment the question that Aaron brought up this morning / last night. And this is a very difficult question. Let's bring up the question again for those who forgot. The question is like this. You have a
desktop computer,
and it's Hanacha for sure. It's Makomo. I mean, I don't think it would be a difference even if it was a laptop computer. But the point is that because your computer is on your desk, so now your desk is a basis for your computer. Great. Yes. Because I would imagine if that's the makom where you keep your laptop on your... I mean, shachach.
Right.
But assuming it's heniach...
If you're heniach for one day, I don't know.
I think that if this is where it goes, I mean, it sort of relates to our discussion yesterday, but typically, if I put my laptop down on my desk, I would think that's usually heniach, not shachach. I'm assuming that a laptop is...
Okay, well...
Okay. Whatever it is. So now my desk is muksa. Is a basis, it's muksa. So, can I open a drawer? Right? I want to open and close my drawers. And, of course, the main table doesn't move at all. So, do we say that the entire table, desk, and its drawers become a basis, such that you can't even move the open or close the drawers or not? So, let's start off with the Magen Avraham over here, and our Siman discusses the case of Mukhni and the like, pockets, which we've already discussed, and obviously relates to this. let's, I guess, first read the Mishnah Berurah a little bit, and then we'll talk about the halacha here. Now, I think, first of all, it's a very good question. Ad kedei kach, I found that Reb Chaim Na, in the Ketos HaShulchan, Kuf Yud Beis, Sif Yud Aleph, Aruch Chaf, asks this question and doesn't even answer it. He leaves it with a suffix. So, it's talk a very good question. I will tell you that, to me, and we'll read the Mishnah Berurah in a moment, but to me, it's very hard to imagine that this could be aser. I'm being waved off. Aaron likes chumis. It's very hard, because why? Because you essentially have two things that function independently of each other. The desk and its drawers. And there's no reason, it's very hard to understand why the hakzah or the basis of the table should have an effect on the drawers, which, as I said, which function independently. Now, I think if they're nishmetes, then obviously it's going to be mutter. But even if they're not nishmetes, and so it's less clear, but they still function totally independently, and the immovability of the table doesn't inhibit the functionality of the drawers. In other words, this is really the chiluk that somebody at the table from the shul said this morning. I don't remember who said it, but somebody said, one second, that this is not like the Mochni case, where whether it's Mishmetes or it's Ein Mishmetes, you have a kli that functions as a unit when together. Over here, these things, the drawers function independently of the table. They are aided by the table in a certain sense, but they're independently functional. So everybody, nobody likes this. Wow. Okay.
I don't understand. Yes. Is this like the premium button, like we saw with Rebbe yesterday with the challah cover?
Yeah, it's a similar point.
One chavtza.
That's even a bigger chiddush. In other words, here, it happens to be even... Ah, the Teal David. Ah, gewaldig. So I was machavi to the Teal of the David. Right, so I, at least I'm l'shitasi to some degree. There's an relevant discussion. I don't want to go back into it now because we have a couple more minutes, but this might be similar to a question of the case that we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, where you have this type of tablecloth that's underneath the candles but on top of your challah, which is a discussion. But I think here it's even better because it's much more clearly distinct than even that. Whereas even if you wanted to be machmir on that case, because that's just one cloth that happens to be serving two functions, but it's one thing doing two functions. But these, certainly if they're nishmetes, but even if they're ainah nishmetes, they are obvious and distinctly different. But yeah, it's similar to that question as well. Yes?
When we were talking about the fridge, I think Rebbe had said that you consider the contents of the fridge to make the freezer door not a bus sister connected.
The fridge...
Why would that be different?
Well, first of all, that wasn't at all pashut. Not even close to
pashut. No, Rebbe mentioned it. So
The freezer, for one thing, is... This svara is, I think, again, in the drawers, it's much clearer than even the freezer door. Because the freezer door is part of the freezer. It's a necessary component of the freezer, in addition to being attached to the freezer. But, you know, the freezer does not work minus the door. It's really a single unit, where part of it is movable and part of it is unmovable. But it's, without a doubt, a single unit. The drawers are not. You have a function of the desk without the drawers, right? Still works as a desk. You have a function of the drawers without the desk, They still work as cupboards. They're not as good. They happen to be, you know, that the place of the drawers is in the desk, and it might even be that you attach them. You know, they weren't built together. So to me, it's much, again, it's much, much more pashut than the case of the freezer. These are two independently functioning things that happen to, it's like, you know, in biology, what do you call it? A symbiotic relationship. But it's not even purely symbiotic, because the desk doesn't need the drawers. Maybe the drawers are aided by the desk. Yes?
In terms of a machmir and shinda, if you would look at it as a case of shmetas, is that going to be the same thing?
Well, what's the metzias of a machmir and a shinda?
When you have the base and then you have the else.
Right.
So, it would be the same thing?
What I'm arguing is that this is better. Because here, they, I mean, it's not my argument, it's that guy. Bundy. Oh, we have to tell him.
Tell me he's wrong.
I mean, he's saying the same, meaning also, yeah, the wheels, I mean, you could say the same thing about the wheels and the base boot, right? Wheels also.
Wheels don't function. Like, what's a wheel?
You throw out a desk. You throw out a desk.
The question is whether they're separable or inseparable. Says it, the Gemara sounds like if it's inseparable, it's one keli. So
I agree.
And even within that, the wheels themselves do nothing. Just like the drawer itself does nothing without the desk.
No, it's not true.
You throw out the desk
with the desk.
No, they both. You could use drawers. We
you can use
we
a have sheet that have a money on. That's how we're talking.
Yeah, it has a tote. Yeah, oh. That's
the yes.
It has a tote.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe I'm. I it's true. I don't know what type of mochni they were talking about, but that wasn't the function. What? What were you saying? That was. That's like this thing you could do with it. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. But let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Good. We're gonna leave off. With
anger.
So you're saying whatever the Prima Gadim is going to say for the Gemara, it's easier for me to say the Gemara.
Yeah,
I agree. But at the same time, the Prima Gadim was highly controversial. So I'm trying to argue that even if you don't go as far as the Prima Gadim, here there's a more of a start to be machalik. But we'll read the Mishnah Berurah together, then we'll see how he puts it. But it's very important, you know. Oh, well, let me read it, and then we'll make our closing remarks. So take a look at it's the Magen Avraham is involved. The Mishnah Berurah is what Yudala. Where is it over here? Mishnah Berurah is Zion.
In
Siv Zayin, yeah. Which number? Lamed Aleph. Here we are. Okay. Yeah. Valamos. Ve'inamos. Kazmagan Avram. Davka. Kishapak. Kistafer Lebet. Right. So here, remember, we have the two types of pockets: the shirt pocket and the pant pocket. That's what the Magen Avraham was mechalik. Right. So again, let's actually just say what we're talking about. Again, the lashon of the Rama was Motel Tafel Lebeget V'lo Minan. When you have the mouse in the pocket, they're not in the kiss, it's not a bottle. The beged is mutter because ein hamaus al ikra beged. And then he has a separate thing, you know, be careful wearing it. Fine. So, kazma gedavram davkuk shepak hakis tafur la beged az amina du bottle lagabi a beged. Assume that's very similar to a drawer. And therefore we'll say that the shulchan is mutter. Like the pants pocket, Rabbeinu, batal gabi abeged, v'chein ateva, and yichol notziyo legamrei, min ha-shulchan, the drawer that could be entirely removed from the shulchan, v'imkei, kol achad, v'achad kli bifnei atzmo, v'lom nizbatal gabi ha-shulchan, v'memela, azal ataltal abeged, v'ha-shulchan, sh'arei unasas basis, l'maus, sh'aniach samaz ba, me'er Shabbos, aldash yusham, b'shabbos. So the question that we have here is, and I'm not sure, I hear it's like I'm being outvoted by the Chabura, so I hear the tzad you're saying, but the question is, again, here we make the distinction that seeming, you know, I guess, the Pashat Pshad is to be machmir based off of this Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham, that we're saying that once it's Eina Nishmatas, they should have the same halacha, and therefore, once the shulchan's aser, the drawer should also be aser. So, what all of you are saying to me is halacha lahavi raya lahale. And then the question is going to be: is my chiluk a good chiluk, or no? That in the end of the day, it's really the same thing. In other words, again, we definitely have the concept. Yeah.
The case of the Gemara maybe is when the mukhtar is in the top part of the, it's in the wheel, mm-hmm. right? Here,
that's the case is clear.
I think maybe the reason why it's talking the shmetas is because it's the top part of the kehili. Whereas here, where it's not the top part of the kehili, it's a separate part of the kehili.
So when it's on the ikar kli,
the drawer case, just two things attached together.
Well, I would actually probably imagine that the table is the ikar, but let's say you're right.
Even if it is, then it's
but maybe you're right. Right.
So maybe the reason why this matches is so important in the Gemara is because we know that the Tafel item, which is in the Shmetas, it's Pashat have the same thing as the Tafel item. The whole Shayla is in the Shmetas. And here we're in a desk drawer, so you have the Muktas on the Ikka part. And the question is if the drawer is separate.
Well, are you saying the drawer is Tafel or it's not Tafel?
So either it's not Tafel, which is different. Or if it is Tafel, to say that something which is Tafel is something which is not the same thing as the Ikka, it's easier than saying that the Tafel, which is not the Shmetas, is the same thing.
Maybe. And that actually is a good point, which is you could argue that neither are Iker, or neither are Tafel. In other words, certainly, and that's probably what the Mishnah Berurah is actually talking about, I imagine. I don't know what a Tishkestel is, but it says it's drawers, right? Now, you could have a case of a bureau with drawers. So you use the top, but you also the drawers are definitely the ikar. Or you could have the desk where, the ikar, maybe they're both ikar. I don't know.
You're going to guess the both ikar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in that case. Okay, so there's definitely more to say. But, wait. We're out of time, but, right, it's you're supposed to be in this parade mitoch dvar halacha. And especially a suffix, because there's that way next time you see the person, so you're continuing to ruminate on these topics, and you see them the next time you say, oh, I have a raya, a raya for you, a raya against you, a raya. So lemaisa, that's the that Baruch Hashem, I think I know for me, and I imagine for everyone, this has been a tremendous zman. And again, thank you to Adam for organizing it, and to the shul for hosting it. And I think, first of all, chizuk for chazara, are finishing up. We didn't quite finish, but we do, almost everything. Chizuk for chazara. And it's like I said, learning Hilchos Shabbos is tremendous, not just because it comes up every week, but first of all, you'll be if you remain holding in it. In other words, you do chazara and you remain thinking about it. Then every week you're going to see like a new shayla in Hilchos Muksa, because you'll go around and you'll see, wow, is that Muksa? Isn't it Muksa? What is it going to depend on? And I'll tell you something interesting, which is that somebody here, I don't remember, told me, oh, it's you, that if you're, it's true, that he said if you're a rabbi, it's easy to do chazara. It's not true. Because Shiloh's always come up. So that is true. But you don't have to be rabbi for that. Because when you, if you remain, and especially this is going to be true for Muktzah, which like surrounds us every week. It's less, you know, when you're learning the Halvos Mitzvos, so maybe unless you frequently visit Mitzvos, you're not going to see it as much. Or it might be like the time when you walk through the river, you know, walk through the Teal and you see a river and you start thinking. But it's harder for us for that to happen to us. But Halvos Mitzvos we encounter every week. And if you keep your eyes open with Halvos Mitzvos inside, so you're always going to be reviewing Halchos Muktzah because you're going to see things and like just like this, just mamish like your Shiloh. You know, you're going to go home and you're going to see your table and you're going to see your desk and you're like, hey, what's it in the drawers? And if you can keep that up, then Halchos Muktzah will stay with you and will accompany you. And like we've seen, going back to the first year, Halchos Muktzah really something that defines the character of Shabbos in many ways. That's the goal. That's the purpose. And we should be zaycha that we're not just going to be zahir in Halchos Muktzah, remember Halchos Muktzah, but also to allow Halchos Muktzah and Shabbos to define our Shabbos and to make sure that it's a Shabbos where there's Shvi'is and Ikaras, where it's a Shabbos dedicated to Avodas Hashem, and in so doing, this limud that we've done for a mere 6 weeks in the summer will be something that carries us throughout our whole life. And I want
to
just one last point to
prevent you from caring.
It's true. So first of all, I want to thank everyone here for the tremendous contributions. Every single shiur, everybody contributed, and especially I want to thank my chavrusa Ike, as I said before, and I know that by now you know it's all true. That you know. Mm-hmm. So many of the things that I said came from him, except for all the things that he disagreed with. but even those sometimes came from him. So it's especially been a tremendous zchus to learn with him this summer, and really over the whole year. I'm going to miss it. I don't know what's going to happen to Shir. This year might fall apart. But maybe we could still pick his brains for his tremendous wisdom and anava and midos, and I want to thank him publicly. And okay.